Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and of course, Charlene is with me. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
And of course, for those of you who perhaps haven't been listening to the show before, someone new out there, Charlene, golly, Charlene, how am I going to describe you, darling?
How do you describe you, anyway?
Got to hear under the microscope. What can we say about you?
What can we say, huh?
Yeah, I usually do the saying. How about you do the saying for once?
What it is, huh?
Yeah, well, what do you do, darling?
Well, what I do is...
Yeah, what do you do?
I go in, I take an issue that a person has... And we take the negative, and we go in and ask God to release it, and replace it with a positive. And so we take the negative out and replace it with a positive affirmation. And we also program the subconscious negative information and put it in a positive, because the subconscious doesn't have the ability for reasoning. That once you give it new information, it becomes its truth. And so a lot of things that wasn't working for you before, it ends up working for you because the subconscious only knows what you just gave it.
Well, I'm going to come back to that. Secondly, I'm going to tell the new people about my website, carolynevers.com, and that's CarolynEvers.com. Lots of really good stuff there. I've received books from quite a few of the masters. There are 7 of them there that's available. Journey to the Other Side, and that is 10 installments of, I believe, new information about ascension and our future. So check it out. You're not aware of this, Charlene. I'm kind of surprising you.
Yes?
I noticed how you said yes.
You didn't tell me, huh?
Nope, didn't tell you.
Okay.
Want to talk tonight about a different topic, and this is cords. And this is something else that you do, and I think that it's very important. And so first of all, let's talk about a cord that you might not want to carry. You might be connected to a neighbor, someone in the family, in such a way that it might be positive or it might be negative. So let's talk a little bit about that. You willing?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. So first of all, give our listeners an idea of what a cord is that might exist between two individuals.
Okay. It's called an energy cord, or an energy field that is transmitted from one individual to another, and it can be called, sometimes it's called an energy imprint.
Mm-hmm.
An individual can have an imprint that might be destructive to you as an individual, and they might be projecting negative energy to you. So sometimes when I have God go in and pull that out, a lot of times the individual will change, or it's been kind of interesting to me that you can pick up on somebody else's illness or their aches and pains or their misbehavior sometimes when you're around them. You might be picking up on their energy, and then you're energetically been projected with it, and then you have to turn around and have it released so you're not acting in the same way or feeling the same way.
Well, I did want to discuss this because I'm not so sure a lot of people are really understanding how we can have a connection with another person that might have a negative result upon ourselves. And are you able to maybe talk about some of the symptoms that a person might have if they're working under a negative? Oh, we have a listener that has called in.
Okay.
Should we talk to him, Charlene?
Hi.
Who's calling, please?
Carrie Jones.
What was your first name, dear?
K. Carrie Jones.
Oh, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. I had actually called a couple weeks ago, and we had talked a little bit about my, if I can pronounce this right, Akashic Record.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And you told me if I could to call back. So I was going to call back and see what we could find tonight. You kind of said that Source had taken a look. There was a unique mark on the front.
Well, you know, it is very interesting when I see those records that have a design on the front. But now, mm-hmm. did you have, when we talked about that, was there a particular question, Carrie, that
yes.
we were asking? Because, you know, we talk to different people, have different shows, and I vaguely remember that, but, like, I can't remember what the question was. Did we have a question that we had addressed in this area?
Yeah, well, we were talking about, because, you know, I had the rods and screws put in from a drunk driver.
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And kind of how I've kind of been battling, you know, the dark forces forever. But I kind of asked about when I was going to heal. And my other thing I wanted to do, though, my main thing tonight, was my son has had these warts on his hands. He's only 4 now. He just turned 4. And I really would like to ask for a healing more than anything for him, because we tried to take him off, you know, at the doctors, and it just didn't work. And it was so painful. And that's my main thing tonight.
Okay. Well, listen, since the warts on your son's hand is the main thing, what do you say we turn this over to Charlene?
Okay.
And let her look at his hands and see what she can do.
That's great. Thank you.
Okay. What is your son's name?
It's Chris
oh,
Jones.
Do you call him Chris?
Yep.
Is it with the C-H?
Yep, C-H.
Okay. All right. Christopher, huh? Okay.
Yep.
Usually in some of the classes I've taken, they say that that warts are like a virus.
Yeah.
Is that what they've told you?
Well, that's what I'm just thinking, because the way they're spreading.
Okay. Are they mostly on his hands?
Did you hear her, Carrie? She says, are they mostly on his hands?
I couldn't hear. Yes, they're mostly
on
they're all on his hands, except one underneath his lip, kind of on the chin, one tiny one. The rest are all on his hands.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is go in and have God go in, and what he'll have to do is go in, and he will be setting a different vibrational frequency for the virus.
Okay.
Everything operates at a vibrational frequency. So
yes.
In order for that frequency not to stay active, you have to change the frequency.
Okay.
Am I explaining myself okay?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so when I go into the pond of field, which is, who is your higher source, God?
Yes.
Okay. When we go in, we'll have God ask God to change the frequency for which that virus is staying alive, and change it so that it has to, I'm trying to think of a good word, what it'll end up doing is dying, because it can't stay within the body if it's a different frequency.
Okay?
Okay. Well, we'll go in and do that.
Thank you.
I hear your son in the background, Carrie. How old is he?
He's just turning 4. I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep him quiet.
Nothing to be sorry about. I meant that that I was enjoying that. I love little children.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. He talks to his angels a lot.
Oh, isn't that marvelous?
Oh, it is. It's amazing what he can say to me and the stuff he tells me.
Let me ask you a question about that, Carrie. Do you ever make notes on that?
I'm starting to. My mom says, she's like, you've got to do that. So I'm starting to.
Yeah. Make notes, or at least record them, because there might come a time when He how shall we say, passes through that that time in his life where maybe he might stop doing it. And
yeah.
you might want to have you might just want to have a record of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mhm. Children have this gift. They they bring it into this life, and then somebody discourages them. Might not be you or your family, but, you know, they go to school, or they have playmates that tell them that they don't see this or they don't hear it.
I know.
And they discourage them. I know that you're not doing that, but...
No.
And
but,
I,
yes, it does happen. That's what society does, you know?
Yes, they do.
Unfortunately.
Yes. I think Charlene is sounds like she's taking
okay,
a little bit. She's done.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to look at the one that's under his lip that you were talking about.
Okay. I mean, you want me to take a look at it?
Yes, with the first.
Yep. Honey, can I see your hand? Just hold it up. Just hold it up for 1 second. Sorry, he gets really, he doesn't like them on his hand either. Okay, yep, yeah, there's that one that it just spread really bad, almost like the whole finger.
Okay, and under his bottom lip?
Mm-hmm.
Is it still the same size?
Chris, let me see. Look at Mama. Sorry, it's got a, yeah, it looks like it, but, you know, it's little, you know.
Okay.
Are you saying that it got smaller or not?
I can't tell really. It might have. It feels a little different, honestly.
Okay. It feels different?
I just felt it.
That's what I was going to ask you next. Does it feel different? Does it feel softer?
Yeah, it felt more, it felt more like scabby versus that hard callus. Yeah, I guess a little softer.
Okay, let's have him do a little bit more with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, in this minute.
Thank you.
I just love those little voices.
Oh, you try, sweetheart.
Well, I love these little children that I go into a store and I see these little babies and they've got these tiny little feet.
Yes.
Of course, his have grown some.
I know, and it's like, can't you just stay little forever?
I know, I just love those little baby feet and hands.
I know.
Have you ever made a mold of his hands or his feet?
You know, we didn't do a mold, but we did his hands on, like, a paper, but we never did a mold.
When my daughter... One of my girls were in school in the younger grades, and their teacher got some kind of material and put their hands in it and made like an impression of their hand, and then they painted it with, you know, like a watercolor, and it was a Mother's Day gift, and I still have it. It is so dear.
Oh, yeah, I know. I wish I would have done that when he was just first born, when their hands are just so little.
Yeah, but they're still small at age four.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's still a great idea. It's a great gift.
Now,
I think
you look at that and see that again?
Yep. Yep. Let me go track him down now. I think Daddy took him so he could be quiet for a minute.
Oh.
Let me track him down here. Sorry. Chris, come here for a minute. Let me see you. Chris, just a minute. Sorry. Okay, wait. Oh. I don't think he's going to let me.
He's having a lot of fun having somebody chase him.
Yeah.
How about the ones on his hands?
Okay. Actually, you know how it's usually whiter? It's a little bit red.
Oh.
I don't know if that means anything or not.
Is that on his right hand?
So, yeah, that's on right on his face.
Oh, is he letting you look at the one on his lip now?
And there's just one on the, right below the lip, and the rest are all on the hand. So that's just the one on the face, and the rest are all on the hands.
Right. How's the one on his face doing?
That's the one that is changing, yeah. It's the one that on the hands, they're a lot larger, and their one is actually turning. I can't even describe it. Well, where they put that stuff to make a blister and burn it.
Wow.
It actually, where the skin came off, the wart never went away, but where the skin came off, there's a wart growing in that circle now, too. It's really strange. I've never seen something like it.
What we've got to do is have God put the pigment back in the skin, okay?
Okay.
What it did was change the pigment, correct?
Carrie, I don't know if you heard that, dear.
Yeah.
He said,
yep.
did the pigment, the color in his skin change?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, it was really hard.
Okay,
I feel bad.
What I want you to do is now that that's been changed, I want you to call back.
Okay.
And let us know how it's doing.
Okay.
Actually, you could call my number and then just tell me that you're letting me know how it's looking in 2 days.
Okay. And what's
that
number?
It'll take that long for it to start changing, okay?
Oh, okay.
So let me give you my number and just call me and tell me. My number is 801.
Okay.
944.
Okay.
9346.
9346?
Uh-huh. And call and let me know how it's doing, because what has been done is to go in and actually destroy the virus. And so it might take a couple of days, okay? But the one under his lip, it looks like it should be fading.
Okay, so in a couple of days I'll give you a call?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Let me know. And tell me your first name again.
It's Chris, Christopher.
Okay, for Christopher. Yeah, I've got that.
Now,
thank you so much.
Okay.
Carrie, you know, Caroline has asked that you call her with regards to healing. Have you done that?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, because, you know, you're certainly going to be in the process of improving, but it is something that you're going to have to work on, and I wanted to make sure that you had called her and, you know, start that process. So you did call her.
Her and I have been working kind of together now, right? You're talking about, I'm trying to make sure I'm talking the same one. Carolyn and I have been talking back and forth, but we just haven't been able to connect the last few weeks, but we have spoken about 3 or 4 times. So.
Okay, well, you work on connecting with her, and you'll have assistance with healing, but as you know, it's going to take time.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's a complex situation, and it's not going to be overnight. And I understand how you feel about, when you're in pain and you know that there's something that has to be done, it's so easy to become impatient. But now you stick with it, get her on the phone, work with her, and get the process moving. And call Charlene about, your son's warts, and we want to see all of these things moving towards a better tomorrow for the two of you.
Yes, and, you know, also they had said I should get some, I think she had said or someone had said I should get some meditation music. Is there anything you guys could recommend?
I think that was your mom that I was talking about. I think, yes, I think music is very good. It depends on what you like. I suggested to your mom to go to the library.
Oh, okay.
Because she could go to the library. I know my library has music that you can rent, and I don't know if you have something. I would think in your area they probably do that also. That way you could listen to a lot of different pieces, and then if you relate to something and really like it, then you could buy that piece. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and while you're there, pick up some educational tapes for your son.
Okay.
that child has a very quick, bright mind. And
I know.
He needs a lot to keep him engaged.
Yeah, and I'm going to be in trouble.
Yeah, and at four, there's some good educational things for him that he can, you know, work with.
Okay.
And so while you're listening to your meditation tape and music that you're going to feel good, you might find something that he can work with, too. Keep you both engaged.
That'd be great. And sometime we'll have to connect with the Akashic Records. I'd really like to do that.
Yeah, we'll do that, too, darling.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
We were talking about cords when Carrie called, and these are, as we're discussing this, energetic connections that we can have with a person. Sometimes they're welcomed, and sometimes they're not. And can you give us some sort of an idea if some symptoms or reactions that a person might have if they have... if there is some energetic cord that is not in the person's best interest that has been attached to them. What would you say to that, Charlene?
Well, it depends on the individual. If they're having a lot of aches and pains, they might be picking up on somebody that they are connected to emotionally, and they might be supporting them in their discomfort or their illness or their emotional trauma, and they could be connecting into it.
Well, the reason that I wanted to kind of discuss this in detail is I think there's a lot of us that are really not aware of how these cords work. And it's an energetic connection that can be released by someone like you who is working with energy, and I wanted to address that. So if you have someone, let's talk about someone in the family, you know, the immediate family, could be mother, child, could be a relation like a daughter that is married or a son and their family. And let's say perhaps the family member, for whatever reason or another, doesn't agree with you, maybe dislikes you in some fashion because you're a mother-in-law that they don't appreciate. Whatever the reason is, there is energy around their thoughts when they think of you that is not elevating your emotional aspect. And so just to kind of touch base on that a little bit, you're saying the person might feel pain in some areas?
Right. Sometimes, a lot of times, I'll see it, like, for instance, like you were saying, maybe there's a daughter-in-law or maybe there's a son-in-law that has a real issue with you, even though maybe they don't speak it, but they are energetically projecting it to you through their thought patterns and their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And you're wondering how come you're uncomfortable around them. Then later on you really find out that they really don't like you at all, or they're very critical of you, or judgmental, and you'll be picking up on those things. Some of them I really find is very prevalent is, for instance, let's say there's a mother or a father that is very ill, or is having surgery, or maybe when they're older and they're having maybe heart problems. Sometimes what you'll do is you'll find one of the siblings will start picking up on having some of that energy to support that mother or that father.
And so they might now have some of this, like a reflection.
Right.
They're carrying almost like a reflection of some of the symptoms.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We don't realize how much we project or how much we pick up on other people's energy. So what you'll do is, because you care about them and you want them to be happy, or you want to say, let's say that you've got a mother that's very ill, and you say, well, you know what, maybe in some way I can energetically, you're not saying it, that I'll take it on, but you do take it on. You might not be verbally saying it, but energetically you're taking it on in order to maybe support that mother or that father in the illness that they're in. In other words, you're trying to help them the best you can, but you end up sick. That's why if you have a doctor will say, you know, a lot of times to a spouse will say, you know, you really have got to get help with your husband or your wife, whichever it is, because the caretaker will leave first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they're taking on so much energy from the one that they're caring for that their body wears out before the other one. And that's because they're taking on so much to support that individual in their illness. Or sometimes I find that person that is ill is projecting on them so that they can go ahead and be a little bit healthier.
Would you agree or disagree with this, Charlene? The person thinks that they are helping the individual, but perhaps they're not really.
They're not.
Yeah, they're taking this. They're sort of taking on some of the pain and the energies. They're not really helping the person who is ill, but now they're finding out that they're ill.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because as I've worked with people with this, it's been interesting how much they're taking on that illness in being responsible for the pain and trying to help that individual, but they're not allowing them for them to reach up and have their higher source help them. So they're getting help from either a spouse or children, rather than reaching out and having God or whoever their higher source is for that high divine intervention. That's because we can see that individual, and we want them to support us and help us through it. So sometimes they'll actually project that energy onto that individual. So sometimes you've got to be aware of that, not because you don't care or that you don't love that person, but you must not take it on, because you will not serve them by becoming ill yourself and hurting.
Well, the reason I wanted to bring this up, Charlene, is because this is so subtle. People don't realize that they are doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And it is subtle. And
I think we all do it.
Yes.
I mean, I've done my share. I feel like that, but just because I understand the principle, then I'll go, wait a minute. Why is it that my hips and my legs are hurting? Where am I picking that up from? Or is it my stuff, or am I incorporating it from somebody else that I care about?
Now, when you go in to work with a person, do you see these cords?
Sometimes, yeah, because there's an energetic cord connected.
When you see the cord, Charlene, what does this energetic cord look like?
It's almost like, when I'm seeing it, it's almost... Sometimes it looks like light sources that are being projected, or sometimes when I'm seeing it, I'll see almost like it's a rope with knots on it.
And that goes from the person who is suffering these
the other individual
symptoms.
Yeah.
And can you see it connected to the other person?
Yeah, and it's energetically it's connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see it connected, so I have to go in and ask God if it's for their best interest, of course, because God's in charge here.
Mm-hmm.
And then so you ask if it's for their best interest, and then go ahead and ask him to energetically cut the cord that is being transmitted from one individual to another. And I've seen it. Actually, it's been interesting because sometimes it's cut in sections. It's not like just going and severing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's almost like it's being severed at some of those knots that I see on the... It's almost like a rope with knots on it.
Well, Charlene, I want to get back to this because I think there's more to cover in this, and we've had another caller. Your name, caller?
Brian.
Hi, Brian.
I'm calling from the East Coast, and first-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, wonderful. What can we do for you?
Oh, goodness. Well,
You got a laundry list there, huh?
What's that? A laundry list?
The way you said, oh, goodness.
Yeah, I'm 42. If you saw me, I look probably about a good 10, 15 years younger. I've been doing what I can to, you know, have some age retardation.
Well, you're making all the women jealous just listening to this, aren't you?
Yeah, I would think so. but this whole body is I don't want to say starting to break down, but I've had some health issues that I've been dealing with now that have been scary at times. I just had an echocardiogram done, and while the person who did it, he said it was pretty boring, I do tend to get these, I guess you could say chest pains, or I don't know what it is. Right now, in fact, it's not anything that has to do with the lungs or heart, as far as I know. I've just got a lot of pain that is near the left clavicle. And I get musculoskeletal stuff. I had an injury back in high school. I was just horsing around, and I caught a football in the sternum. And I have to pop my sternum on a regular basis because it gets really, really tight. And I'm kind of a nervous person, you know, and you probably hear from my voice, and deal with a lot of stress and anxiety. And
before we turn this call over to Charlene, I would like to ask you a question. Now, you have been to a doctor, apparently, and had some tests done, it sounds like, and he gave you a clean bill of health. Is that where we're going?
Yeah, I mean, I just had some labs done, and I just had the echo done, and I'm waiting to have a DVT done because apparently it looked like my right leg calf was a little swollen there, and they were concerned that there might be a clot. Mm-hmm. So that hasn't been done yet. I'd hate to think I'm walking around with a clot. I mean, I think I'm the last person to have a quad just because of my lifestyle and such. I'm not sedentary all the time, although I do spend a lot of time on the computer. So, I mean, I want to say clean bill, but so far I haven't gotten all my results back. So,
well, I just wanted to make sure that, first of all, you had some symptoms, you went to the doctor, and you're dealing with those, and just wanted to know that that's where we were, and you know that there are herbal things that you can take to settle your nerves a little bit.
Yes.
You realize that, don't you?
Oh, of course. I take cayenne on a regular basis just to keep the arteries nice and clear. And
well, see, now that's good.
You know about that. It's some pretty strong stuff. 90,000 international units, and because cayenne can, you know, revive a person who's had a heart attack. The doctor wants me to take baby aspirin on a daily basis, and I just don't like taking anything that's got artificial garbage in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I take as much natural stuff as possible, and I think cayenne can do just as effective as the baby aspirin.
Maybe more so. Who knows?
Yes.
So
definitely.
Apparently you really do some reading and trying to keep abreast of what's going on.
Yes.
There's something that I take that really settles me down, and I'll think about that. What we'll do is ask Charlene to see what she says.
Okay.
Charlene.
Okay. You said that you have a football injury, and it was in your sternum. Is that correct?
I did have a football hit me in the sternum. I did go to the ER that very night.
Good.
And they did an x-ray, and they didn't care much to say as far as, you know, you just have to...
But you're saying you still have pressure in your...
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I get this... how do I put it? I get this kind of a tightness, and, you can actually hear my sternum pop. If you put your ear to my sternum, you can actually hear the sternum pop. I'll stretch backwards, for example. And that's how it pops. And then I feel some relief. And it's like trapped energy, if you think about it.
Okay, what happens is, whenever we have an injury, they're really good about doing the repair and helping you with it. But they don't realize that we need to have God go in and change the cells and the bones and the muscles and the ligaments and tendons. went into a, what's called a fear. And it went in, they also go into a state of shock, trauma, and panic because they're been traumatized, right?
Well, yeah, there's definitely trauma, no question about it.
Right. So what he'll do is he'll go in and pull the shock, the trauma, the fear, the panic out of the cells and out of the bone tissue, the tissue around the bones and the bones. So that'll be pulled out because what you could do is energetically you're feeling still the feelings there.
Can I just add something to this, Charlene, that maybe Brian is not considering? Is it fair to say that we're really talking about the fact that cells have memory?
Yes, cellular memory.
And even though something has happened where a physician looks at that and doesn't see an injury there, the cells are remembering that point when that ball actually hit his chest. Is that a fair thing to say, Charlene?
Right, because what has happened is it still has the trauma there. It still has the memory of the trauma. It still has the memory of how it felt when the trauma came. And so then the cells panic, and it also changes their cellular memory because of the panic and the trauma.
That makes sense.
So what God can go in and he'll just remove that memory from that injury. And so see if you have a different feeling within that part of your sternum. Will that be okay?
Yeah, so what do we do? Give my cells amnesia?
Everything has a memory. Everything has a memory. Everything has a feeling. It has an intelligence.
Right.
And when you're hurt, it changes that.
So then we give my cells amnesia.
Yeah. So we'll just go in and release your cells from that trauma and that panic and the fear that it felt to being hurt.
And Brian, she's asking you if she has permission to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt.
I thought you perhaps missed that
for.
Little bit.
That's what
okay.
Okay. And I know how she works, too.
Okay, so we're going to go in and change that, and then I'm going to see how you feel afterwards if you're feeling a difference within the cells, okay?
All righty.
All right, let's go in and do that.
It's okay if I lie down.
You don't have to. Well, he doesn't have to lie down, does he?
No.
No.
No?
You can just
live there and enjoy yourself.
Listen, if you want to lay down, you can.
Okay.
Because basically, God will go in and do the work, and you might have some hands-on angels that will be helping you, too. So,
all right.
Because there's a lot of those that come in with God's instructions to do the hands-on healing for you. Okay?
Isn't it fascinating, Brian?
Oh, the distance healing is just, for me, it's quite a fascination.
Every time I hear of a different aspect of how this works and have had my own personal experience with it, I just find it so fascinating because energy, on so many different levels, we are working with energy. Energy is interacting with us, and we don't realize it. I had an automobile accident where somebody hit me in the back of my car, and this is what happened to me. All of my cells were traumatized. And so I spent all of this time with physical therapists, and you know I had a laundry list of people that I worked with trying to straighten this out, and then work with energy people like Charlene and clear it up. It's just, to me, it is just so fascinating.
I've got one for you. My wife was assaulted as a teenager by some girls in school.
Oh, my.
And beaten within inches of her life. And she's been dealing with some horrible, horrible stuff in the pelvic region. And there's no question.
In
the pelvic region?
Oh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
That's because that's where they mostly assault that and the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay, Brian, I want you to kind of feel your sternum. Move and feel it with your hand and let me see what kind of energy is coming off of it now. Can you feel the energy?
I'm feeling something.
Okay, put the palm of your hand in front of it.
Okay, I've got it.
Hold on. Just kind of bring it closer to you, and when you feel the energy, then stop.
Okay.
And feel what it, the energy feels like.
Feels warm.
Pardon?
Feels warm.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
warm.
It? Now, I want you to take some deep breaths and then do that exercise again and tell me how it feels and how far your hand is before it gets to where you can feel the energy again.
Okay. Feeling some pull.
Pardon?
I feel some pull.
Okay.
It's like a pull.
Like it's pulling your hand?
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
I want to see, but does it still feel like, did your hand stay further away from your body?
It's almost like my hand's not even there.
You're just feeling it?
Yeah, sort of.
I want to see how far out your energy is being extended. Rather
okay.
than it being just inside, I want to see if it's being protected out away from your body.
Okay, I've got my hand now probably about a good 12 inches away from my chest. Feels like it's radiating.
Yeah, it is. But what it's done is it's like the energy is what I'm looking at. It looks like it's rotating clockwise. It's got all different colors in it now. Now, when you take the deep breath, how are you feeling?
Hear what you said, Brian.
Yeah, I didn't, can't hear you.
When I take a deep breath, how does it feel?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just take a couple of deep breaths and see how it feels.
There's no pain.
Now, what I want you to also feel is, you probably were not aware of this,
okay.
But it looks like the energy behind your sternum towards your back was also being affected. Is that correct?
The energy behind the... I lost that part.
Yeah, in your back.
Behind my back?
Yeah, was your back bothering you?
Oh, yeah, I got lower back pain. That's something I didn't even mention, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I could see.
Oh, yeah.
What are you saying, Charlene, that these two were connected?
Yeah.
Sounds
I'm
right.
Trying to see if it's going to connect to... the discomfort that you're also feeling in your back.
Hmm. It's all connected, so that doesn't sound too far-fetched to me.
Well, what she wants to know, Brian, is now that the energy has been changed in the sternum, is your back feeling some relief from this?
Well, you know, I'm sitting right now, so I need to stand up. And usually
okay.
My lower back pain acts up when I've been on my feet probably a good, 45 minutes
mm-hmm,
or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets excruciating. It's like a blade. At the moment, I don't feel any... The only discomfort I'm feeling is the one I reported in the beginning, which is close to my clavicle, my shoulder blade, because that's where I've got something twisted, apparently. But other than that, I don't feel anything in the chest. I don't feel anything in the back right now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You'll have to call us back and let us know how that is going.
Yeah,
most definitely I will do that.
Okay,
I really
because now your cells have been reprogrammed from the trauma that's been God pulled out the trauma, the shock, the panic, the fear, and removed all of those negative vibrational frequencies.
Wonderful.
He pulled those all out and replaced it with the God intelligence.
Wonderful.
So now those cells, and it was even with the bones and the tissue around the bones, and all of the ligaments and muscles, tendons, all of them will end up with the God intelligence.
That's great.
And you're going to find it looks like that was part of the problem that you've been having with the rest of it.
Thank you.
It's because you've been pretty traumatized through that.
It's going to be wonderful to not have to suffer from that anymore. Because
how long ago did that happen, Brian?
Well, the injury happened in high school, so that was over 20 years ago.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I was 18 probably.
But you've been dealing with it ever since.
And I've been dealing with it ever since, and, you know, I just I can't believe that it was from that long, you know.
Oh, I've had, before I knew about this kind of work, I had been dealing with pain that was over 20 years ago.
Wow.
And it is amazing how, well, you know, if you stop and think about it, we're the ones who are in time, past, present, and future. But, Charlene, a question about that. How about energy? When we're working with energy, does that have doesn't have a past, present, and future, does it?
Well, but he sees that we do.
What?
Well, he knows that we do.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you had something happen 20 years ago, it is like that whatever happened 20 years ago is on one line. That doesn't get to the point where it stops being effective. It is still going on. Like, it is still the present there is the present now. Am I making myself clear,
right,
or am I confusing?
You're, well, you just, see, it, like, let's use Brian as an example then. Okay, here he got hurt playing ball. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The memory or of the intelligence of those cells was altered because of the injury.
Hmm.
So, of course, then you're still, you haven't done anything in the meantime to say, well, this isn't correct information. So we went in and said to God, okay, we want this information, this vibrational frequency of feelings and thoughts. We want it pulled out. So he pulled it out. So then you turn around and he replaces it with the God intelligence, which is pure intelligence. Those cells now will operate, instead of at the fear factor, they will operate, now that you've asked him and made a command of it, the cells will go back and say, oh, you want me to go back to my original intelligence, which
right.
is perfection? And you're saying to him, yeah. Because it's like a computer system. If you enter information, but somewhere along the line you get a glitch in it, you've got to delete it and re-enter the new information again, don't you? And that's what we just did with your sternum, which
right.
has been affecting the other parts of your body.
Right. Well, the cells aren't isolated; they're all combined.
Yeah, because the cells are actually. All our cells communicate with each other.
Right.
They don't get mixed up in their programming of what their intent is, because
right.
you don't get your eyes mixed up with your ears. The cells know what their job is.
Right.
But they do have a way of communicating with each other. And when you damaged your sternum, you basically did a lot of trauma with the rest of the body, because the sternum is such a vital part of our skeleton, right?
Sure, and it's right by the heart.
Yeah.
And lungs.
Yeah, I mean, it protects that whole area.
Right. I've often mistaken the pain in that area for something either being lung or heart related, and then, of course, I go, oh, no, it's musculoskeletal. And,
yeah,
you know,
so, you know, it relates to the whole thing, doesn't it?
Yeah. I had something I wanted to share. Ever since I read Deepak Chopra's Quantum Healing
right.
some time ago, you know, a lot of people make the mistake of looking at the body as just this frozen mass, you know, and there's nothing changing, yet our liver regenerates every 6 months, you know, because of the cells, et cetera, this and that. And I think on a quantum level, if you think about it, what we just did here, healing my present self, the question I ask is that also healing my past and future selves? You know, maybe. You know. So,
well, which past do you mean? Are you talking about past lifetimes, or are you talking about your past of 20 years ago?
No, I'm talking about my past of 20 years ago. I'm not going that far back.
Well, but surprisingly...
It can be either one.
Yes. That's not a trivial issue.
No, it isn't.
I'm finding that I am clearing my DNA from generations. The DNA of my parents, the DNA of generations, where my parents came from, was an area in Europe that changed hands between two countries, and there was a great deal of fear, domination that was in the genetic line because of all of the warring that had gone on there.
Right.
And I had complications in my own physical now where we had to clear that. So that's why I made that statement. It really has a basis.
Well, because when we're doing this, we really do change the, you know, if you have more time. Right now we were just dealing with the cell's memory within the sternum in that area that was damaged.
Right.
But when you have more time, you go in and you change the DNA, which is your ancestor or morphogenetic field. You change that in the subconscious mind, because those are areas that still have to be changed, too. And a past life where maybe the individual still has cellular memory from past life where they were hurt very severely.
On the subject of DNA, I've read on many different occasions that we are moving more and more towards 12-strand DNA. Would that exactly be the embodiment of the light being, is, so to speak?
Now, is that a question or is that a statement?
A little both.
Both?
Well,
we have here 5 minutes. Charlene, do you want to give him 2.5, and I'll give him 2.5?
Go ahead. Give him your 2.5. Go ahead.
50-50.
I would say that we are accurate as far as the actual physical strands, but I believe that etherically we had and are working towards a lot more strands than 12.
Hmm.
Yes.
And... I have worked with that on the etheric level, and that perhaps would be a whole hour. So,
a different show.
Okay,
yeah.
my 2.5, Charlene. You got 2.5. You can tell,
okay.
Brian.
Well, part of it is it's been very interesting to change somebody's DNA. Say they have a behavior that they just can't seem to overcome, a behavior pattern that they have. But if you go into their DNA, you find that they have the same behavior pattern as maybe a great-grandfather. So you change that DNA, and it changes not only great-grandfather, but it changes the individual, because it's not in their cellular memory anymore. Does that answer your questions?
Yeah, and that also makes you wonder about hereditary factors.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's very hereditary. Even the feelings or the behavior pattern that they had, not just your coloring or your size or, you know, the hair color or your eye color.
Right.
It, or physical. It also has a lot to do with the emotional. Because once you change the emotional of you as an individual and then change the DNA from any ancestor that was dealing with it, it's what I call taking it out of the field. In other words, it's not on the energetic field anymore.
Well, Brian, you've brought up some really interesting information, and if you feel that you want to work with Charlene on an individual level, because it's, you know, we can only do so much on the radio,
right.
Feel free. And call back again.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate your help.
Okay, bye.
Wonderful.
God bless you. Okay.
Blessings to you, too.
Right.
Charlene, we have to go real quick. Give us your phone number.
Okay, 801-944-9346.
And this is Carolyn Evers saying goodbye to you, too. And my website is carolynevers.com, CarolynEvers.com. Check it out. A lot of information there. And Charlene, let's invite those out there listening. We'll get a chance to discuss more of the chords next week. How's that?
Okay, sounds good, because you're right, Caroline. Carolyn, I've seen a lot of changes in people when we've cut those cords.
Sweetheart, we got to go.
Okay.
Goodbye, all.
Goodbye. We send our love.
Bye.
Bye.